Bill was a believer in God's salvific love. After visiting St. Bernadette's birthplace in France, he wrote that as many as 50,000 people, the great majority of them healthy, visit Lourdes every day, not to be cured of a physical malady, but to seek reconciliation with God. He was a free spirit who believed in the Holy Spirit, a libertarian who loved Our Lady, a novelist whose love scenes would have received a Nihil Obstat if His acts of charity rendered to family and friends were legion. He once visited a young man in a Texas hospital who was recovering from wounds incurred in Vietnam. His doctors had told him he would never see again. Bill secured his flight to New York City, where after an examination by one of the world's leading eye surgeons and three operations, the young veteran's eyesight was restored. Learning that a friend had written several Christmas songs for children, Bill had them orchestrated and presented in concert to an enchanted audience of children. Casting about for an appropriate gift for his longtime secretary, Gertrude Voigt, when she retired to hilly San Francisco, Bill arranged with the Yellow Cab Company to give her a permanent free ride on any of his cabs. In June 2007, I invited him to Washington, D.C. to receive an award, the Truman Reagan Medal of Freedom. I didn't know just how ill he was, how difficult it was for him to travel. But he took the long train ride from Stanford because a friend asked him. And that night, I know that with old friends like Jack Kemp and Joe Lieberman and others, he was the William F. Buckley of old. He talked about the lives of others, the best film he had seen in years and maybe ever, with the story of a Stasi agent of East Germany who turns anti-communist. Bill Buckley could have been the playboy of the Western world, but chose to be the St. Paul of modern American conservatism.